The Ketchumek Bay Shorebird Festival in Homer is one of the largest bird-watching gatherings in the state. But for those who might not be into birds, there are plenty of opportunities for fun of the people-watching variety. As KBBI's Casey Kelly reports, one of the more popular events is the annual bird call competition at the Salty Dog Saloon.
With every seat in the bar taken and nearly every table packed, Master of Ceremonies Dave Applin steps to the microphone to let the audience know that the competition will begin in 5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is it. You're in the right place. The third annual Salty Dog Bird Call Contest. A big round of applause! Stop it.
After briefly introducing the panel of judges, some of whom came from as far away as Florida and Wisconsin, Applin explains the rules. Each competitor fills out a card with their name and a list of what birds they're going to do and whether they want to be judged in the serious or not so serious category. When that's done, he asks the first contestant in the serious category to come to the front of the room. Jen Stenberg of Anchorage does the common loon.
One more time.
Ooh. Yeah.
Other birds in the serious competition include the murre, the black-billed magpie, the raven, and several types of owls. But it's the last contestant in this category, Tamara Zeller, who will go on to win. She does two birds, the red-necked grebe, and the crowd favorite, a black-legged kittiwake.
All right.
Zeller later admits that she may have had an unfair advantage. Turns out she's a bird biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage.
I actually studied redneck grebes as my in my master's, so they inspired me. And then, I do have Grebe Girl as my email name.
In the not-so-serious category, bird calls range from species that you might find in an actual bird guide, like the domestic turkey performed here by Homer resident Lisa Matlock. To those of the completely creative and made-up variety, like David Kaplan of Gainesville, Florida, and his version of the ghetto bird.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy?
Kaplan says he was planning to do the sandhill crane in the serious category, but after realizing that he couldn't actually do the crane's call, he switched categories and birds.
I thought a not-so-serious bird would be a ghetto bird. You know, ghetto bird is a helicopter flying over the ghetto, and there's this great song by a band called, I think, Clips, or a group Clips that goes, brrrr, sounds like a bird. So I thought I'd put the two together, see what these guys think of it.
The judges must have thought highly of it, as Kaplan ends up taking home top prize in the not-so-serious category. Judge Will Meek says he tried to use strict criteria and the highest of standards in scoring each of the contestants.
The ones that were really good, you knew they were just right on. They were just right on target. The other ones, I just looked around and went with the crowd. If the crowd liked it, then I thought maybe it was worthy of a high score.
For their bird calling skills and abilities, each of the winners walks away with a Salty Dog t-shirt or hoodie. Of course, you could say that everyone who went to the bird call competition walked away a winner. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.